News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Legendary Jackie Lennox Chipper in Cork, widely regarded as an institution in the city, is set to close after more than 70 years in business. And I'm joined by Esther McCarthy, the lifestyle editor and Saturday Weekend magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Esther, is this a great blow to the people of Cork? I presume people outside Cork wouldn't be as familiar, but Lennox is a bit of an icon of the city.
We're not okay, Ciara.
Not okay.
We're actually in mourning down in Cork. It's huge. Like, it's very hard to kind of explain. I was actually very emotional when I saw it last night, genuinely. Like, it's such part of our life in Cork. It's a real significance to Cork people. Like, someone on Twitter said it'd be like Copper is closing in Dublin, but I don't think it's the same thing, because I suppose back, like, when I was growing up in the 80s, a treat was really a treat. Like, you'd go to Lennox's for your treat, maybe not even every week. It was like for a special occasion, for your birthday or something, you know, and you'd always meet someone, you know, in the queue there. It was a real family business, like real family. Like, you know, we knew everyone in there. They were really generous with the portions, which is probably, you know, it was a proper chip shop. They started this whole concept of a fish supper. It was a real local, like, if you were out in town, I wouldn't go home without going to Jackie Lennox's, you know what I mean? It was in between my house and town, actually. So on the walk home, my first pint with my granddad, we went to Lennox's after. You know, it was just that kind of place where you'd kind of associate all these kind of things growing up with. And even still, you know, if I had a choice of a little treat on a Friday night, I'd be like, ooh, can I get a fish supper from Lennox's? So it really is the end of an era.
Yeah, I mean, it's been there for 70 years, and they said they would have loved to have made 75, but they could, like, they have cited the pressure of running a small business as one of the reasons, but they said it's not due to a lack of business as such. It's finding staff. It's all kinds of other issues. I suppose it's just a long time in business, and they've sort of had it with it, maybe to some extent.
Yeah, Francis and Brian are, like, it's generational, you know. Their granddads opened it up, like, a small, it was the first kind of, they said, like, they bought the little cottage on Bannison Road after coming over from the north side, and said it was the first purpose-built fish shop, actually, in Cork.
Yeah.
And, like, anytime you go, that's why I think people were surprised, because you couldn't get in the door there. No matter when you went, it was very busy, but they had an amazing queuing system as well. You know, they'd be all the way out the road, and you come in and you chout your order, and they'd have, like, they were really efficient, really good at what they did. So it was a big surprise. But he, you know, I think he's calling for recognition that small family business need a little bit more help from the government. And, like, Micheál Martin, I know, is a big fan. He lives down the road. Like,
and nothing beats, you know, like, so, a smoked cod and chips on a Friday night. You're quite right. I must.
Oh, yum, like. And proper chips. Do you know, Ciara?
Proper chips. None of your old frozen chips. They have to be real potato chips that are all knobbly and everything.
Exactly,
hand cut,
and they'd always, you know, if there was a little kid in the, I started bringing my sons there, you know, and they'd always throw a few chips on a fork, and they'd always have a chat with you.
You'd hope somebody would come in and take over, but I suppose there's no way of orchestrating such things. Text has just come in and says, "I'm from Dublin and I live in Clare, but even I recognise the significance of Lennox's closing. Amazing chips, very sad. I think the people of Cork, as you say, are in mourning. Thank you for talking to us as ever this morning." That is Esther McCarthy, our lifestyle editor with the Irish Examiner.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.